The reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Well, we've all been given a lot of ideas, I think, for new traditions. Out of all those ideas that have been coming through, which ones of those could potentially point us to Jesus? To the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, as it talks about in Colossians. Maybe for some of you, none of those ideas were particularly attractive traditions. For some of you, all of them, or maybe just a few of them. But that's not the point, because I just hope that we would get our minds thinking and think about, well, what would be a tradition that would really help me to worship Jesus and to think about Jesus? So I've got three that really inspired me, and I'd like to share those with you. The first one is wear something different. Now, I'm not recommending necessarily to wear those pajamas, but I love the idea, the story that we had about being presented with new pajamas on Christmas Eve and looking forward to what are they going to look like? Are they even going to fit? It was great, wasn't it? A lovely thought. But why would that be a tradition that would point us to Jesus? Well, the Bible talks about needing to be clothed, and it's in response to something. Now, this first slide hopefully won't bring back too many bad memories, but the initial slogans, do you remember them, about staying at home, protecting the NHS, save lives? Good slogans. They were a law that was put in place, wasn't there, in the initial lockdown during COVID. And that law separated us from each other. And sadly, we've gone back into that situation now where the law is saying that we've got to be separated from each other. It's why we're doing Sunday online. Now, we can be together through meeting online and through Zoom, through phone calls, whatever, but it's not quite the same. We are physically separated. And the Bible talks about a separation that is even worse than that, and that's the separation between us and God. In Galatians, it said, before the coming of this faith, which is the faith that we know in Jesus, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So there was a situation with the people of God, the nation of Israel, where God had put in place certain laws, and those laws were meant to be good. They were meant to help them to live the lives that they should and to be in good relationship with each other. But nobody could follow all those laws to the letter of the law. Nobody could be good enough to be perfect. And what that meant was that they were separated from God, and try as they might, they couldn't. And in fact, a lot of the New Testament, you'll see that Jesus was in arguments with the teachers of the law, because the teachers of the law were making it even harder for people to come to God. And he said, no, that's not right. But the only way that you could be put right with God and put and break down that barrier was through Jesus. In the next verse in Galatians 3, in verses 26 to 28, it says, so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. What Paul is saying as he writes to the Galatians, he's saying that Jesus died in order to make it possible for us to be one and joined and close and in a relationship without social distancing, a relationship with God. So it says here that Jesus unites. How did he do it? By dying on the cross, by rising again. He made it possible that when God looks at us, he doesn't look at the wrong things that were in our lives. He sees Jesus because we've been clothed with Christ. And that's an amazing thought. And I think if we were thinking of maybe our first tradition, that idea that we put on something different, something new, is a great idea. Because it reminds us that we, if we have put our faith in Jesus and asked him to be our Lord, we are clothed with Christ. So that's the first one. New tradition number two that inspired me was this king cake, this Spanish king cake. We don't particularly have that in the UK. We have lots of cakes, but I don't remember a king cake. Now, theirs was the three kings, and that was their tradition. But what about a cake to remember the King of Kings? To remember Jesus, just to remember that he wasn't just a baby, but that he grew up, that he lived a life as a human, that he died and rose again, but then after he rose again, he went to heaven, and now he is the King of all the universe. So in Ephesians 1, verses 20 to 22, it says, God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments. No name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. That's who we serve. That is Jesus who came at Christmas. But that is Jesus. And so to have a crown cake, wouldn't that be great? Just to remember how awesome Jesus is. New tradition number three, remember who you are. You see, in that passage that's talking about who Jesus is, it goes on. We look at the next verses in Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. It says, he is in charge of it all. He has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. That's you and me, if you are a Christian. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. When I read this verse, in this version, which is the Message paraphrase by Eugene Peterson, which puts it in a language which helps to sort of really bring it to life, it amazed me, that verse about peripheral to the world. I've never really read it like that, but that verse there, the church, that's us, the church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. If we are Christians, we're at the center of everything because Jesus is at the center of everything. And the tradition that you heard about that Neil and Sheena were talking about in Sheffield, the tradition of carols being written in pubs in the centre of districts of Chelmsford, but coming from the pubs and then being sung, isn't that a great visual reminder of that the church is central? It's not on the periphery, it's in the centre. And those Christians who are singing those songs in the pubs are singing them with people who aren't Christians. But they're in the centre of the community and they're singing God's praises. Isn't that a brilliant tradition? And a reminder that if we're part of his church, we're at the centre of things. And that's really important because as we go through the next year, 2021, we're all going out to our front lines, or we're stuck inside our houses and we're praying, we're making a difference where we are. But what we're doing is we are filling everything with Christ's presence. It's really important. And so that image as well of the firework, I just thought that was great. remembering who we are, we're the bright light at the centre of that firework, with the explosion of God's kingdom filling the universe. That's who we are. And we can remember that, and it's important to remember that, because we're not just following a little baby. That's not who we're following. We're following the King of the universe. So we've been looking at these traditions. A new normal? Well, maybe we are in a new normal, but maybe we can make our own traditions that really point us to Jesus. So as a reminder, maybe we can wear something different to remind us that we are clothed in Christ. Maybe we could have a cake, a king cake, to remind us of the King of Kings. And maybe we could have some fireworks. Maybe we could sing songs in a pub. Something that reminds of us who we are as the church. We're at the centre of things because Christ is at the centre of things, and he's filling the universe with his presence. So I'd just like to finish this sermon with the verses that Charlotte read again from Colossians. And I think it's really powerful just to read it out again and to think about this is who we follow at Christmas. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that we can be clothed in him and have a relationship with you with no social distancing. We thank you that he is the king over everything, from galaxies to governments. And we thank you that as we go into this new year, we can stand strong in the knowledge that you have placed us at the very center of everything. That your church isn't peripheral to the world, but at the heart of it. And that as we go into our front lines, as we pray in our homes, as we live for you, you will be filling everything with your presence. Fill everything with your presence through us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.